Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening right now. The skies over Israel are mostly clear with warm temperatures across major cities. Jerusalem enjoys a sunny afternoon, while Tel Aviv experiences a pleasant breeze. Haifa remains warm as well. A beautiful day to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports just in that the IDF has struck a petrochemical site in Shiraz, Iran. The target was linked to missile production. Also, from I-24, earlier this hour, three gunmen were killed near the Israeli consulate in Istanbul. Details are still emerging. Also, this hour, from France 24, earlier today, four people were killed in a missile strike on Haifa. Iranian missiles struck a residential building. Separately, the Forward reports from earlier today that former President Trump issued a warning to Tehran following the Haifa strike. And finally, as Israel Hayom reports, Iran has rejected a ceasefire, with Trump setting a hard deadline for Tuesday. Here's what people are saying online. Jewish Warrior 13, an Israeli defense analyst, posted just minutes ago about explosions on Iran's Karg Island. Eli Afriat ISR, an Israeli journalist, confirmed breaking news of explosions on the oil-rich island. Avi Meir, a media commentator, noted Iranian media claims of U.S. and Israeli airstrikes targeting Karg Island. Now for more on those stories, starting with the IDF strike in Shiraz. The Jerusalem Post details the attack on a facility producing missile components. This action represents a direct hit on Iran's military infrastructure. The footage shared shows precision strikes on Iranian air defenses. Such actions heighten regional tensions, impacting diplomatic relations. Turning to the situation in Istanbul, I-24 reports that three armed attackers targeted the area near the Israeli consulate. Turkish authorities are investigating the incident, with heightened security measures in place. This event underscores the volatile security environment affecting Israeli interests abroad. Meanwhile, the Haifa strike claimed four lives, as reported by France 24. Iranian missiles decimated a residential area, marking a severe escalation in hostilities. This attack comes after increased tensions following Israeli military actions. The impact on civilian safety is profound, with communities on high alert. In the diplomatic sphere, Trump's ultimatum to Tehran after the Haifa incident, as covered by the Forward, adds pressure on Iran. The U.S. demands a halt to hostilities, with consequences looming. Such developments could shift the geopolitical balance in the Middle East. Finally, Iran's rejection of a ceasefire, according to Israel Hayom, indicates Tehran's firm stance. The demand for sanctions relief and recognition could prolong conflict. This standoff has significant implications for global oil markets and regional stability. On the economic front, first, Mariv discusses why investors must adapt to thrive in the dynamic 2026 market. The article emphasizes the need for flexibility and innovation in investment strategies. Separately, CTech highlights how the Hormuz disruption underscores the necessity of climate tech. The focus on sustainable solutions is now an economic imperative. And finally, Globes reports that Boaz Levy will become the new chair of Israel Aerospace. He will lead the search for a new CEO amidst government discussions. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 3 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.